From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
How's your trip?
My trip was great. We were in Venice, and it's the most remarkable city. The food was wonderful, and the people were very nice, and we were there. We got a little bit of what they call the acqua alta, which is the high water. So
it
came up to our knees a couple of times. But
wow.
You walk around. You find the little ways to get from one place to another. It was an exciting trip for me, but you have an exciting weekend.
Yeah, it's the first National Sudoku Championship, which is being sponsored by the Philadelphian Choir, and I'm directing it this weekend. We're you and I are talking before the championship. There's a $10,000 grand prize. And should be a great weekend.
Right. And the magic number is 9 all the time, right? 9.
That's right. 1 to 9.
1 to 9. I did not hear the show last week, but lots of people did. So remind us of the challenge that you left everyone with.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Dobbins-Speck of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. I said, name a country in 11 letters that contains an R in its name. Change the R to a K and rearrange all the letters to name 3 makes of automobiles. What are they?
What are they?
They are Kia, Saab, and Audi.
Wow. Saudi Arabia, Kia, Saab, and Audi. Nice, nice. We had over 2,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Tim Hermanson, and he joins us from Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Leanne.
I know Stoughton. It's a nice little town.
Oh.
What do you do there?
I'm a database analyst at a local credit union.
Okay. And are you a longtime Wisconsin person?
I've lived here all my life, so 30 years now.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've been listening for a couple of months, but this is actually the first time I've played.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, you're not nervous at all, are you?
No.
No. Good. Glad to hear it. Sounds like you're ready to play, so we'll meet Tim. Let's play.
All right, Tim and Leanne, this is a good two-person puzzle. Every answer today is a word starting with the letter V, as in victory. I'll give you an anagram of it. You tell me the word. For example, if I said serve, S-E-R-V-E, you would say verse. All right, number one is rival, R-I-V-A-L.
Viral?
Mm-hmm. Viral, good. Lovely, L-O-V-E-L-Y.
Volley?
Volley, yes. Caveat, C-A-V-E-A-T. And it means to leave or
vacate.
Vacate is right. Devote, D-E-V-O-T-E. This one's a past tense verb, ending in E-D.
All right.
It's what the president did to a bill.
Vetoed
is
yeah.
Right. Irving, I-R-V-I-N-G. It's the name of an airline, and it's also blank islands.
Virgin.
Virgin is right. Livery, L-I-V-E-R-Y. And this is a word that feels biblical to me. I think it comes up in the Bible. And it ends in a Y.
Villery?
Verily?
Verily is it. Try this one. Selves, S-E-L-V-E-S.
Elves.
Not quite. First of all, it has to start with a V.
That's right.
Think of a ship, a general word for a ship.
Vessel.
Vessel, is it? Latvian, L-A-T-V-I-A-N. And this is an adjective that would describe a knight.
Or a prince, if you know the comic strip.
I guess I'm...
You know Hal Foster's comic strip, Prince...
Valiant?
Yeah.
Prince Valiant, is it? Savior, S-A-V-I-O-U-R.
Various.
Various. Ooh, that was fast.
Word from last week, Will.
Okay.
Well done, Tim.
Nice. Observe. O-B-S-E-R-V-E. And this is an adjective
verbose.
For someone. Verbose, you don't need a hint. Good. Octavian. O-C-T-A-V-I-A-N. This is something you might go on in the summer.
Vacation.
This vacation is just what Leanne came back from, is right? Dovetail, D-O-V-E-T-A-I-L. This is a past tense verb, and it means broke as a law.
Violated.
Violated, is it? And here's your last one, Levantine, L-E-V-A-N-T-I-N-E. Levantine.
Valentine.
Yeah.
Valentine. Nice job.
Well done, Tim.
Thank you.
I thought it was great that you referred to last week's puzzle. Good job. Good job. Nice work. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Whew, lots of stuff. So, Tim, what member station do you listen to?
WERN.
In Madison. All right. Well, Tim Hermanson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us. You were great.
Thank you.
All right, Will, we need a challenge for next week. What is it?
Yes, it comes from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. Think of a word that can follow the word peanut to form a familiar two-word phrase. If you take the first letter and move it to the next to last position, you get another word that can also follow peanut to form a familiar two-word phrase. What are the words? So again, a word that can follow the word peanut to form a familiar two-word phrase. Take the first letter and move it to the next to last position. The result will be another word that can follow peanut to form another familiar two-word phrase. What words are these?
When you have your answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.